good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram. Check out our story, too. We post all kinds of cool stuff. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So, interesting question, interesting scenario going on this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. And Liv the Web Girl, figure I'd kind of turn things over to you this morning. And can you explain what's going on?
Yeah, so one of my guy friends was out at the bars a couple weeks ago, and he met a girl. They were flirting. They were dancing. He bought her some drinks, whatever. And then kind of one thing led to another, and they ended up back at his apartment, and they had, like, a very classic one-night stand. But they exchanged names and whatever. And so then 2 days later, after they, like, hooked up, he went and found her on Instagram and found out that she is transgender and transsexual. So she used to be a he and got a full-on reassignment surgery done.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a lot of work. Okay.
And so he kind of feels weird and that he was kind of like lied to and feels like she should have told him.
What do you mean that she was lied to?
That he was lied to. So my guy friend feels like he was lied to because this girl that he hooked up with didn't mention that and didn't disclose that information.
Is that something you're supposed to disclose?
I think she should have.
Why?
I just think it's a respect thing. I don't think legally you have to do that. I think, you know, when it comes to other things, you legally have to before hooking up, like disclose it, like, you know, STIs and stuff like that you do legally. But as far as having a sex change, I'm pretty sure that's not illegal to not disclose it. However, I think it is a respect thing. I think that is something that she should have said, hey, just so you know, I am transgender, in my opinion.
So I don't really have one view or another, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Where is the line? So at what point? So to me, what it sounds like is you want them to bring up things from the past. So where's the line? Like, should I know that you went to jail when you were 14 because you did graffiti? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, where's the line?
I think...
You just start disclosing everything,
anything that has to do with flipping pancakes.
Yeah, because you're bisexual. If you hooked up with somebody and found out that, well, I guess, let's not say bi. Let's say that you're gay.
Okay.
Just for the sake of the story.
Okay.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
If you're gay and then you realize that you actually hooked up with somebody that was straight or something like that, wouldn't you feel a little bit like hoodwinked?
Not really, but I see where you're going. Let's say this. Let's say I did hook up with a guy that was once a girl. I feel like I personally would want to know, but
right.
I don't think that person has to disclose that.
I wouldn't
that.
Care. If
That's
I was,
what I'm saying.
If I was single Joe and this person is now a woman, used to be a dude, and I couldn't tell, why does that matter?
So why?
I mean, only thing I would, sorry, real quick, Liv. Only thing I guess I would want to know is like, maybe if, like down the road, if you didn't tell me that and I wanted to have kids and we were never able to, but you don't have to tell me that after a hookup.
You don't have to, but the point is you should have.
I disagree. I don't think there's anything wrong here.
Well, so he feels really weird and he feels like almost disrespected and he just feels very uncomfortable and has kind of like the, oh gosh, like panicky feeling about it all.
And that's fine, I think.
Right. But like, does that kind of make him wrong? Should he not expect that? And or was this girl in the wrong? Should this girl have disclosed to him, you know, what she went through?
Only thing you should disclose on a one-night hookup is like, oh, hey, by the way, I've got some kind of incurable disease. Other than that, I don't think it matters.
I think if they were just dancing and flirting at the bar, it doesn't matter. But I think that taking the full leap and flipping pancakes, yeah, I would want to be told.
I mean, in my opinion, this entire thing is just, it adds to my own personal belief, like you shouldn't be having one night stands and you shouldn't be hooking up, in my opinion, until you're married, but for sure not until you get to know somebody better too, because this whole thing could have been avoided. His feelings wouldn't be hurt. He wouldn't be confused and feeling, you know, gypped and lied to. If they would have waited longer to get to know each other, I'm sure that she would have had that conversation with him. But because it's a one night stand now, well, you're dealing with, I didn't really know this person before I slept with them. Right. It's like, yeah, no duh.
Shockingly, I agree with Alex.
I agree with Alex too.
1000%. Which there was a day where I was like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, let people show their freak flag whenever they want to, whatever. But like, you are right. Like, you don't know, like, that's like a, pregnancies can happen out of this kind of stuff. And like, you could be hooking up with like a felon and you don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, there's multiple reasons. This is one of them why you should
like
wait to have
AIDS
sex.
Or like an STD, like herpes or something I wouldn't necessarily want. But I don't know. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Good morning, Adam. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, bud?
Hi. Yeah, so with this whole trans thing, I think that she shouldn't have to disclose her gender because, I mean, she is a female. She's identifying as a female. She is, you know, she's already had the surgery. So why is it important to know that
that's what I said.
When she was born that she was a male? Like,
so
she's
Adam,
already gotten everything changed. Why is the fact that she used to be a male hurting anybody else? And why would anybody else need to know?
It's not, Adam. You're dead on, man. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Jessica, what are your thoughts?
I think that Liv's friend's ego's just a little bruised because he thinks that possibly, like, hooking up with a man. But I don't think so because she is a she now. She is identified as a female. And if he wouldn't have went to social media, he wouldn't have known any different. He was like, okay, cool. I had a hookup. It was good. Whatever.
Yeah, but she can change her hoo-ha.
Why was he reaching out again?
She can create a hoo-ha, but she still has male chromosomes. I mean, not you can't change every single thing about her. So I understand
what's
feeling
the problem,
hoodwinked.
Though?
I'm just saying, exactly. Like, that's his preference. He's not required to be interested in someone that's transgender.
No, I'm not saying that you have to, but why would...
It's not transphobic
care?
Not to be into it or want it.
I didn't say. Did I say that?
But that's what everyone's implying. If he is saying he's like found that out and is now like, why? Like, did you not tell me this? I'm not okay with this. I think that's a rightful feeling to have.
You should just like the person for who they are, no matter what they are.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, because if he didn't go to social media, he would have never known. So if they would have exchanged numbers, would he do another hookup? Because again, a one night stand. So. He was getting it on, getting, you know, what he needed,
mm-hmm.
But he went to social media for what? Like, oh, hey, like, let me hook up again? All right, maybe the conversation will come up, but now he's got a problem with it because that person was once a born boy, man. Like, no, like, get your ego out of the gutter and get over it. You had sex with a female.
I will say that being in college and like around a bunch of people who are having one night stands all the time, following someone on social media after a hookup is actually kind of like the respectful thing to do and like the nice thing to do. So I don't think that's weird that he did that.
No, I don't think it is at all. But like, what's the opportunity percentage again? Like, okay, great. If that person wasn't a trans, would he have like gone, you know, back and, you know, DM'd her and said, hey, like, had fun, let's, like, hook up again, like, whatever.
So that's
not,
that's...
he's, like, completely, like, butthurt because of why.
Thank you, Jessica.
That's something I was thinking about, too, is that, okay, so let's say he does go back for another hookup. In his mind, if he would not have found this out, he might be falling for this person, now developing feelings. And what if he's somebody that wants to have kids?
That's the point that I brought up earlier. That's something that you'd have to disclose. Like, if I didn't know that you were born a man and you, became a woman, I don't think I would care. Only thing that would bother me is that if you weren't honest to me and I wanted to have a family and kids, because you can always adopt. That's the plan. If my wife and I can't ever conceive our
own
children.
But not everyone wants to do that.
No, I understand that. But yes, you have to be honest. But on the first hookup or second, no. I don't think you need to know that much detail. What do you think, Jennifer? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, I had two comments, and my comments were that although I do think that you should be told certain things, maybe because then you have the option of bowing out gracefully, whatever. I do think that he is a little ticked that it's something he obviously enjoyed and it was taboo in his mind. So now he's a little upset about it because now he feels like I did something I didn't want to do. I didn't want to participate in, even though he liked it, even though he enjoyed it.
And somebody else brought up, he's probably like, oh no, am I gay now? Because she used to be
exactly
a guy.
That's exactly what a guy, that's exactly
gay.
Where a guy will go, though. That's exactly what a guy will think. And a guy will immediately go there and think, great, I enjoyed that, so does that mean something? And
yeah, but there are
even
lots
though
of...
it doesn't mean anything necessarily, they just enjoyed the evening with somebody, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, that's where he's going. He thinks now it's taboo, and he's done something he shouldn't have.
There are lots of sexual situations that someone could find themselves in, though, where your body has a certain reaction because you can't. Your body just does that when mentally you don't actually want to be. So if he, just because he may have enjoyed himself physically, now knowing in hindsight what he knows, it doesn't mean that he necessarily would have enjoyed himself mentally.
Trust me, when somebody touches it, you enjoy it. Wait till you're married, Alex. It'll change. Let's go this morning to line number 4 and talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, man. Just trying to get people's take on how they feel about the situation. If the girl should have told the guy or what should happen.
In my opinion, absolutely the woman should have told the guy. I mean, I'm not transphobic. I'm not anti-homosexual or anything like that, but the thing about it is a matter of respect. You know, though at one point she was a man and then she got the change, I get that in her mind, you know, and in a lot of people's mind, that is completely okay. There's nothing wrong with changing your gender if you feel like that's something that you need to do. However, not everybody holds that opinion.
Let me ask you then, let's go through that night, because it was a hookup. I misspoke earlier. It wasn't a date. So during this actual, like, going out to the bar, you're drunk. Do you, as you're getting ready to take an Uber or Lyft back, you're like, oh, hey, by the way, I was born as a man. Like, when do you drop that, I guess, is the time, if that's what we're talking about?
I mean, realistically, I don't think there is a, you know, this is the right time. I mean, it's just one of those things, like, that's a bombshell.
It's not going to feel like the right time, but that doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do.
Exactly.
It never feels right for me. I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex, right? So before I even go on a first date with a guy, like, when I was single, I have a boyfriend now, but when I was single and dating, it always felt, I always knew this is a huge bomb I have to drop. I don't want to do it. It's going to be so uncomfortable. But before our first date, I always said, hey, just so you know, I am waiting till I'm married. I think you should know that. It's a respectful thing to do, to manage expectations and let someone know, like, you know, the truth and the what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, the extent of the situation. I think that's the right thing to do. But it never feels like the right time for me to share that.
I'm sure
it never is going to feel right to tell somebody I used to be the opposite gender, but it is the right thing.
I guess I don't know how it feels to be a virgin. I did for a long time to finally a girl broke down and said, sure. But to me, like, that wouldn't be that bad of a thing, Alex. Like, if a girl told me she was a virgin waiting to marry, like, if I really liked her, I would stick with it. I don't think it's, I don't know. But I mean, I'm not trying to take away from your thing, but I just don't know if that's comparable to, like, dropping that on somebody saying, hey, by the way, used to be a man.
It is, because a lot of guys do not want a serious relationship and do not want to wait till they're married. So that immediately changes the entire course of the relationship and what could possibly happen, because now all of a sudden they may not be interested because of that. That's why it's hard to share.
All right, let's wrap things up with Brendan. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
First off, you know, I'm dating a transgender woman. And, you know, for a hookup, it's not something that has to come up. As a first date thing, you know, prospect for a relationship, yeah, absolutely you want to tell someone. But, you know, for a hookup, in her mind, you know, she is a woman, always was a woman. You know, why does she have to tell this guy that, you know, hey, you know, I had a history?
Brendan, do you consider yourself straight?
Yes.
Would you, so obviously you're okay, you know, with your girlfriend, but how did you find out? Like, did she tell you, like, when? And were you surprised or what?
Well, she told me, like, towards the end of our first date. Like, we were talking to each other, and then we went on our first date, and towards the end of it, you know, she was, hey, by the way, I'm transgender, and, you know,
so
she was going to talk to me about it and, like, tell me what's up.
So would you say, okay, let's go, let's get it on?
I mean, I was okay with it.
Did you guys hook up then, I assume?
Yes.
On the first date?
Yes.
So did she have sex gender reassignment surgery or no?
Not yet.
I was
okay.
I was gonna say,
so that's a huge bomb to drop that you weren't expecting.
I was gonna say, how was it? You know, is it like a brand new car or something?
Of course. You don't have to answer that.
Oh, listen, see, everybody wonders, first of all. I ask the question everybody's wondering.
Okay, but I want to know, though, had you experienced being with, I know she doesn't identify as a guy, but at least have you experienced hooking up with someone that had male parts before? Or was that on the first date you're not only told that she's transgender, but that also she is a, you know, different situation going on downstairs, and then that was also your first time experiencing that, too?
It was my first time with male parts, but, you know, regardless, she told me beforehand, so I knew I had expectations. You know, at that point, it was kind of like, hey, you know, do you want to continue or not?
Wow,
you
know, that's
it
so
wasn't
interesting.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like it just sprung on me, you know, pants dropped, and all of a sudden, you know, like, oh,
yeah,
that's
but you
what's
had a,
going on.
No, you had only a couple hours. You only had a couple hours, though, to process it. I mean, that's still really new information, and to be willing to try that you've never tried. I mean, it's like, for someone that's never gone down that road before, that's kind of like a big, big step in one night.
You're a pioneer, man.
Yeah, but I mean, still, you know, we did talk about it, you know. She told me, and then we had a conversation about, you know
Brendan,
what's going on.
Brendan, I think Hannah Montana said it best. You get the best of both worlds. So congratulations to you. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.